Sports Betting Brethren. Hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here at day three of the Sports Methods Picks Study, where we here at sportsbetuniversity.com help beginner and struggling sports bettors get educated on how to use the market tools, the analytics, and become a sharp sports bettor. And we're doing a 30-day study. This is day three, where we hope you tune in and listen as we expose and reveal selections and picks from the market analytics tools that we use. We'll get into that here in a minute, and also the computer simulation tools that are out there on the market that all are have service fees and paid services and 4-star, 5-star picks, etc. And then also we have access to the paid selections, the paid units that the handicappers, the top handicappers, are putting out there. And we're going to release those plays daily. We have a YouTube channel if you want to stop by the YouTube channel and check that out. And we're going to give these selections out daily, so we're going to get to that next. And here we go. Three of the Sports Methods Picks Study, where we here at sportsbetuniversity.com help beginner and struggling sports bettors get educated on how to use the market tools, the analytics, and become a sharp sports bettor. And we're doing a 30-day study. This is day where we hope you tune in and listen as we expose and reveal selections and picks from the market analytics tools that we use. We'll get into that here in a minute. And also the computer simulation tools that are out there on the market that all have service fees and paid services and 4-star, 5-star picks, etc. And then also we have access to the paid selections, the paid units that the handicappers, the top handicappers, are putting out there. And we're going to release those daily. We have a YouTube channel if you want to stop by the YouTube channel and check that out. And we're going to get these selections out daily, so we're going to get to that next. And here we go. All right, guys, leading off on the selections, we start off with the markets, the market betting tools, and the first one here is OddsJam. OddsJam.com is a betting tool that helps you identify the side, the total, the spread, the game, the player prop, whatever you want. It's a very, very vast tool, and it changes continuously as the market's changing and pricing. And so it's a tool that basically you can practice with and use. Stop over to oddsjam.com and get signed up for the free trial. It's definitely can drive this thing before you buy it. And we have four selections today. We're going to get them out to you. And again, we track these and keep totals here. We have, there's a bet tracker that they actually have at OddsJam. And it's kind of nice because you can plug in your play and it keeps track of the sports book that it identified where the best pricing is, which is also how you bet like a sharp. You're going to get the best price, the best lines, and the best payouts. And so that's a very key thing. It's sort of like an investor is always getting the best price on their investments and not paying more than the average Joe. But today's picks would be on a player prop, Bam. Miami Heat. Bam Adebayo over 10.5 player rebounds. Next pick, player assists over 5.5. Jimmy Butler, also in the same game, in the Miami Heat game. Got a total here for you. The Detroit Pistons, Philadelphia 76ers, over 207.5. Once again, that's over 207.5. That's at FoxBet. And then a player prop for tonight's NFL game, Jonathan Taylor over 84.5 yards. Player rushing yards, Jonathan Taylor over 84.5. That's over at Caesars, picked up at -110. And again, using the OddsJam perfect line to establish value, is they basically, you know, using that tool, using that resource, can help you identify what bet you want to be on, sort of the edge anticipated, and get the best pricing and also direct you to the best book to go get that lined up. So there we have, there's the four selections for OddsJam today. Moving on next to the Wolf Line. The Wolf Line is a quantitative analytics app. It's a website you can get a free trial with as well. Make sure you stop over to the Wolf Line .com and let them know that Brother B over at Sports Bet University sent you, and they will hook you up with a free trial to drive this. Now, also, what this does, the quantitative analytics app will help you with charts, graphs, Candyland, color coding, and it helps you identify if an asset, which is a team, is maybe overbought or oversold, maybe outperforming, maybe underperforming, maybe you want to take it in a correction type trade or a momentum type trade. We'd have identified a game on Sunday in the NFL. We think we released the first day with the Tennessee Titans and the LA Rams, where that's an interesting game. We have that one's going to a lot of indicators flying off with the Rams at -7.5. So hopefully, again, you can use this tool starting on Monday before the week hits. And as you see, the pricing changes throughout the week on Saturdays and Sundays football games. It's kind of nice. But we have an NBA game today as well that's standing out to us, the over 208 in the Sixers Detroit game. That one had a lot of bells and whistles and indicators going off. When you stop over to the wolfline.com, you're going to see the charts and the graphs and the color codings. It helps you identify very quickly within a couple minutes the team or teams you may want to get some wagers on. So it's an incredible tool, and highly recommend you put that into your repertoire as well. So Moving right along, we're going to get into the computer simulation services. These are the services that have simulated picks, scores, totals, things like that. We'll get into that next and go through their updated wins and losses total. Okay, guys, here we go with the computer simulated picks. Again, these are companies that offer paid services, and we're going to do the release of their four and five star picks. And the first one we open up with is the Action Network. The Action Network has several methods, programs, things like that in their pro package. And they have a projections report that yesterday provided a nice winner with Kent State -3.5. This report's actually at 2 wins, 0 losses. And again, we just started this on November 2nd, so 2 days ago. This is the third day, day three. And we have a couple of, we actually have one pick for you today on their report. The projections report, they have the highest rated game would be on the under 5.5 Boston-Detroit NHL game, the under 5.5 total of the Boston-Detroit for the Action Network projections report. We're going to get into the next type of report. They have 2 or 3 available. That's the first one. The next one's a systems report, and we'll get into that next. And we actually released a game yesterday that they had for Saturday, which is this is a systems play where basically the handicapping sort of done for you. You sort of put in your parameters. It puts in all the information and kind of, you know, simulates it for you or caps it for you. And it actually had the under in the Air Force Army game for Saturday at a very high ROI. We have 2 games today that we have for college football Saturday. And that'd be Virginia Tech -3 and Indiana +19. So again, we're going to keep track of these system plays. This one seems to have a very high ROI. It's up about 78 units overall since they started this, it's a kind of a, again, certain parameters that this would fall into, and it helps keep I'll track that for you. So it is a nice thing. If it's consistent, we're definitely going to test it to verify it. Next up, we have BetQL. Now, BetQL is interesting. I use this in our report because it seems to be a really heavily marketed product, and I find it very interesting because I've tracked it and traced it quite a bit, and they have their 5-star picks, right? So they have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, why in the hell would a person, you know, hey, I'm going to play their 2-star pick? You know, just psychologically, it doesn't make sense why a person would even consider it. So we're releasing the paid service of all their 5-star picks in college football. In the NFL, we don't have access to the college basketball, the NBA just yet, but we will. In the meantime, we have their 5-star picks for college basketball. We have college football this weekend, and we have the 5-star picks for the NFL. And they have 2 sides. They have the best bets, and they have the sharp bets. Now, listen to this. It's hilarious. Their 5-star best bet games, Missouri plus the points, Georgia Southern, Duke, Wyoming, New Mexico State, and Kansas. Okay. Best bets. Those are the 5 stars. Once again, Missouri, Georgia Southern, Duke, Wyoming, New Mexico State, and Kansas. Now, their sharp bets, their sharp 5-star plays are Georgia, opposite side of Missouri, Coastal Carolina, opposite side of Georgia Southern, Duke, same play as the best bet, Colorado State, opposite of the Wyoming game. Now, you see a pattern here? Utah State, opposite side of New Mexico State. And then they have Kansas as well. So they have a couple of games that are the same, Duke and Kansas. And they go opposite on the other 3. So it seems like it's always set up with these guys that whatever side of the coin it falls on will kind of be what they promote and market and advertise. Now, moving on to their NFL games, these are their 5-star NFL games. They have 2 of them. The best bets, 5-star in the NFL, are the Broncos +10. At Dallas, and then they have the Patriots at Panthers. They have the Panthers +3.5 as a home dog 5-star best bet. Interestingly enough, their 5-star sharp bets are the Cowboys -10 at home against the Broncos, and the Panthers, I'll be damned, +3.5 at home with the Patriots. So they have the same Panthers bet, but they have flip-flopped on the Cowboys-Broncos game. So again, it seems like magically, this is what happened the previous week before I did the podcast, that magically, whatever side of the coin it happens to fall on is what they're going to report and market and say, hey, we're, you know, doing really well. We'll keep track of that and we'll keep you posted. On to AccuScore. AccuScore is another computer simulated system where they have a 4-star paid selection service. They are actually 2 wins, 3 losses. So far, year-to-date, we just started that. Again, the study, this is day 3. They have 1 game today, and that's on the Utah Jazz -1.5. They did lose the Philly game yesterday. Philly minus two and Charlotte plus. I'm sorry, they won the Philly game yesterday. They lost the Charlotte game. But today, one pick, four-star, Utah minus 1.5. And that's, again, through AccuScore. On to GameSim. Now, GameSim is interesting because they have their projections. And we can look at the sides, the money lines, and the totals. And they're doing pretty well. This first one here is on the sides. Now, today's side pick is on the Miami Heat minus 7. That light opened up at 6.5. They're at home against Boston. They have this, the game simulation happening at about 86% of the time, Miami blowing them out. So they're anticipating a blowout game, minus 120 to 110. Or I'm sorry, 120 to 100. That seems to be happening in, allegedly in their mind 86% of the time. So this seems to be a very, very strong play. And we'll see if it happens to pan out. Now, yesterday they were one win, one push. They hit the Memphis game over Denver, and they had a push with the San Antonio-Dallas game. So their current record is 3 wins, 0 losses, and a push. On to their totals. Totals, simulations with Game Sim. We have, I'd say, one play today. Actually, two. We'll give you two. The first one is in the over in the Miami Heat-Boston game. The line is 214.5. They have that game going up, again, as I mentioned, about 220. So that's about a six-point variance there. Their anticipation is that'd be over 214.5, Boston-Miami. And then about a 5 to 6 point variance in the Houston-Phoenix game going under. So they have the projection there of Phoenix 109-102. That would be about 5-6 points on the under 218. So there's your two picks for that. And again, we will move right along to the next section here and cover that.